A small group of kids out there in the UK or Europe when this first started happening in the early morning hours that first realized this kind of security hole had been released in the recent Twitter redesign that allowed people to put malicious code in a tweet. So instead of, you know, trying to use it for purposes of hacking or to send you to another site, they, you know, took it upon themselves to alert Twitter, alert the programming team over there and the security team that something was wrong and they needed to fix it before things got out of hand.
Did it work?
It did. You know, as far as Twitter said in a blog post, they first were alerted to it around, you know, 2:50-something early morning Pacific time, got to work trying to fix it. It took them a few hours. They say they were doing it, you know, at a normal pace. Sophos, the security team firm, agrees. The kids that first reported it think it was a little slow. But, you know, had no one actually told Twitter, I'm sure they would have seen it eventually. But the earlier people can alert, you know, the security teams at a company like that and a network like that, the better.
Yeah, does this kind of like bring in some questions about the security in general on Twitter, Facebook, all these sites?
In a way, I think, you know, when something like this happens, it's not really to be seen as a major security breach, a major hack, as some people called it at first. I think as we use these, you know, networks more and more in our lives, when something like this happens, we have to see it more as like when the power goes out. It's disruptive, it's weird, but you got to expect it's going to be fixed and it's going to happen eventually.
It's not the end of the world and you're not going to be hacked irreparably.
Right. Like nobody had their passwords stolen. No accounts really got taken over. The way that it kind of spread early morning yesterday was when someone would mouse over the text, it would automatically tweet it out from your own account. You know, it's not like it sent your password back home to someone over in Russia or something. It was just kind of a really automatic worm that kind of made its way through the network.